Good morning, church. Welcome to BCEC, and I'd just like to encourage you all to just stand up right now and just greet each other, say hi, talk about how your week's been, just have a chat with everyone. That Lord, we will mean every single word that we say. So Father, I lift this in your name. I pray this in your name. Amen.
Open the eyes of my heart.
from heaven, fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one. Let us shout, be your anthem, you're enough, fill the skies, we are here for you, we are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come alive. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone. You alone. Shall we stand? We bow our hearts.
We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, down our idols, so give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another, but give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another,
bow our hearts.
We bow our hearts. We bend our knees. Oh, Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh, Lord, we cast down our idols. So give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh, give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
We thank you, Lord, that indeed, Lord, that your grace is amazing. That on the cross, Lord, we see how perfectly your justice, your mercy, and your love came together. For us, Lord, that we were given a gift that we didn't deserve. What an amazing gift, Lord, that through Christ's resurrection, we no longer are bound by the power of sin, by the power that comes from the ways of this world, Lord, and fleshly desires. But more so than that, Lord, you have then gone on, Lord, to give us your Holy Spirit, that we have this privilege of walking with you, that we can walk by your Spirit, that we can claim, Lord, to have the all-powerful, all-knowing God walking with us as our friend, as our brother, as our father. And therefore, we need not fear, but also that we need not feel alone in waging this war against our fleshly desires, because Father, we know that we struggle. We know it. We recognize how easy it is for us to look at external works, to look at external appearances and things that we can do, Lord. That not only we recognize displeases you, but also we fall too easily into the trap of doing things to want to earn your favor, to earn your pleasure. But help us, Lord, to really see that we just need you. We just need to understand the depth of your love through Christ's work on the cross. And Father, we pray for your help to develop these fruits of the Spirit, that we are cultivating our hearts, Lord, to be one that is active and alive and in connection, Lord, with your grace, with a recognition of your great love, Lord, and then a desire, Lord, to really take that into action, that our lives, our behaviors, our daily work and play and school time, Lord, will reflect, Lord, your grace and your love. Help us, Lord, as a community, as this church, as within our cell groups, Lord, to practice that grace, to want to show love for our brothers and sisters, to want to practically help them, to want to uphold them, Lord, in prayer, to want to seek them together with you, to want to help them to deepen their own personal walks, Lord, with you. Father, we lay this down before you because we know that your word tells us that this is your desire, but also because you've given us this honor, Lord, this privilege to be able to come before you and talk to you in this way, to not have, you know, some barrier between us, but to be able to lay it down at the foot of your cross, to recognize that your grace is boundless. So Father, we pray, Lord, for us all now to really leave with a deeper appreciation, Lord, of your grace, of what it means to be part of this community of grace. Help us, Lord, really to have clean hands, to lift them up to you and to seek you in all we do. Thank you, Father, for your great love. In your name.
Your Majesty.
You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me, suffered at the hands of those you had created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. And ever, yes, I will love you.
Thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. And we just really pray that you'd give us new hearts, Lord. You would lead us by your Spirit. And your Spirit would fall on us and change our hearts, change our lives, that we can live for you.
For your name, Spirit.
let your glory fall.
Lord, let your glory fall.
Is enough for us. Your grace is so wide and so just amazing that, Lord, we can't even respond with all our best. But Lord, I pray that during this worship right now, that, Lord, we will mean every single word we say, and that, Lord, we will praise you because, Lord, you are indeed a really awesome God, and there's nothing that we would rather want but just really be here in your presence right now and sing all that we've got to you, Lord. So Father, I pray that, Lord, we'll sing with all our hearts right now and proclaim that you are indeed an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.